Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, October 12, 2023. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. The Chaffee County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that the Colorado Bureau of Investigation is now the lead agency for investigations related to the discovery of Suzanne Morphew's remains in Sawatch County on September 22nd of this year. Investigators were searching in the area of Moffett in Sawatch County on an investigation not related to the Morphew disappearance when the remains were discovered. Suzanne Morphew was reported missing from her home in Chaffee County on Mother's Day, May 10th, 2020. Family notifications were made following the formal identification of the remains. No arrests have been made since they were located. Specific information about the location and the state of the remains are being withheld at this time. The public is asked to continue to report any information about this case by calling the tip line at 719-312-7530. Any inquiries related to this topic should be directed to CBI. Neither Chaffee County's Sheriff's Office nor the Chaffee County government will issue statements or provide information related to this investigation. On Wednesday, October 11th, U.S. Representatives Brittany Peterson, Democrat from Colorado, and John Duarte, Republican from California, introduced bipartisan legislation to permanently authorize payments in lieu of taxes, or PILT, funding, being called the Permanently Authorizing PILT Act of 2023. PILT provides payments across U.S. counties, including 56 of Colorado's counties, and other local governments with non-taxable federal land within their borders to offset their lost property tax revenue. This critical program is currently a discretionary program subject to the annual appropriations process that must be reauthorized every year, creating the potential for disruption in payments to counties that support essential local government services like education, law enforcement, emergency services, transportation infrastructure, and health care. The Permanently Authorizing PILT Act of 2023 will address this by ensuring PILT is a mandatory funding effort by the federal government, giving local governments a reliable funding stream to support critical local infrastructure and services. Chaffee County Commissioner Keith Baker welcomed the news, saying, quote, "As a county with approximately 80% federally managed public lands, Chaffee County relies on payments in lieu of taxes funds to help fill our resource gap. Permanently authorizing PILT will provide the assurance we need to efficiently plan our budgets and program uses for PILT funding. We applaud Congresswoman Peterson's efforts to make PILT predictable and reliable." Meanwhile, according to a new ruling by the Colorado Appeals Court, Colorado's second highest court, public libraries are not legally allowed to reveal the identities of people who request the removal of certain books. The case involved a situation that began in Gunnison County with the Gunnison County Public Library and the executive director of the Gunnison County Library District, Andrew Brookhart. "I haven't had a chance to talk to my board or legal counsel, and I need to do that before I can make any comment," said Brookhart on Wednesday afternoon. The case was decided 2-1 by a 3-judge panel of the Court of Appeals. Unlike other cases around the nation that have involved requests to remove media and books related to themes such as race, systemic discrimination, gender, or LGBTQI topics, this case was related only to maintaining the confidentiality of the people who ask for books to be removed. And finally, coming up tonight, the Salida Council for the Arts October Creative Mixer is set for 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Packett Gallery at the Steam Plant, 220 West Sackett Avenue in Salida. The featured exhibit is Patricia Aguilar's solo show, Divas. The mixer will also have live music by local artist and musician Steve Smallzell. The event is free and open to the public with no tickets required for attendance. Beverages and a cash bar will be available to attendees. For more information, visit SalidaCouncilForTheArts.org. In conjunction with the Creative Mixer, The Wind Is Us, The Death That Killed Capote by Mark Brummel and starring Eddie Schumacher as Truman Capote will run for 2 nights only at Box of Bubbles On October 12th and 13th at 7:30 p.m., The Wind Is Us chronicles the life of author Truman Capote from his days researching his iconic nonfiction novel In Cold Blood until his death in 1984. The play reveals how and why Capote's life collapsed because of his most acclaimed work, resulting in his premature and tragic death. The Wind Is Us marks the sixth play written by Mark Brummel to be staged in Salida and surrounding communities since 2017. Tickets are $15 and are available in advance at www.trumancapote.org or at the door. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, October 19th at 9:45 a.m.